I really love my mountain home. I kind of like right where I am. And I love the rustic beauty of this peaceful mountain land. But in fairness to these mountains, there's a story I must speak about a man named Solomon Cornett, and I call this the Tales of Pamper Creek. You see, Solomon had a big homestead. He had a house and two big barns, a couple skinny mares, and a few old cows out on the farm. He lived out in Pike County, Kentucky, right off of Highway 23. But his story, I must tell you, for there's a lesson you must keep. Solomon had a reputation for leading a swinging, carefree life. Oh, he was known to take a lover, and he was known to take a wife or two. One year he had 10 women and wives, he took 12 in all. And for having these 22 ladies, he ended up with children wall to wall. Solomon had so many women, he had so many wives. He ended up with so many youngins, the boy wished he had 9 lives. He was working night and day just for food and bills to pay. He had 22 nagging ladies and ended up with 48 screaming babes. One day, one of the ladies came up to him and said, "Saul, I love you, dear, but problems we have you should know about, and troubles you should hear." Well, tired old Solomon struggled to his feet and he walked right on over to that dame and said, "Woman, I'll surely listen to you, but first tell me your name." She said, "Saul, I looked around me and counted 22 ladies you did take, and keeping us ladies occupied are the 48 youngins you helped make. Now all of us loving women sharing one man we don't mind, but scrubbing all those diapers, boy, that's a pain in our behind." Well, Solomon wondered over this problem. It was a puzzlement, true indeed, for diapers were aplenty. As a matter of fact, diapers was all you could see. 48 living youngins used nearly 10 diapers a day each. It not only caused the ladies work, but cost Saul a fortune in bleach. So he called a meeting quick-like, and he said, "My dear ladies, true, this problem has come to my attention, and I sympathize with you. So I beg for you to listen for a solution I did find to solve you of this workload caused by 48 little behinds. Yeah, to help you through this toil and work, a new invention we will try. They're plastic taped together little britches called Pampers we will try." Well, the ladies screamed aloud with joy for this new invention their man had found. Just think, you could use a diaper once and then throw it on the ground. Well, those babies went through Pampers faster than a horse'll go through hay. 48 little butt-butts went through 500 Pampers a day. They had no place to put them. That's over 3,500 a week. So they piled them up and loaded up the truck and then dumped them in the creek. Well, in 1977, a big old flood did hit our town. Oh, it covered over Pike County, but he'd cover the counties all around. The big sandy river up and swelled its banks and spilled out its very side, and it picked up all Solomon's Pampers and brung them along for the ride. Yeah, those waters came so mean and fast it caused trouble for everyone. But when we saw that mountain of Pampers coming, buddy, the whole town up and run. Those Pampers splattered into everything as they flooded from town to town. I heard one fella yell, "This sure looks real bad, but they'll fertilize the ground." Well, that flood of 77 always comes to mind whenever I pass the big sandy river, and pampers I do find. For to this very day, you could tell where the high waters have been. Those pampers are still out there hanging from every single tree limb. Yeah, the moral of this story, the moral of Pamper Creek, the lesson that old Solomon learned is the lesson I now speak. If you think you're such a hot lover, hear me out, my friends. Loving the ladies makes pampers.